It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
What a week this has been. It ends on Friday with the House back from recess for one day only to debate and vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. That's the Democrats' top legislative priority for 2022, although they didn't know it until about a week ago. This is the last big legislative vote by members before the nation votes in probably the most important midterm election of our lives. The history-making day begins as the House comes into session around 10 Eastern with a vote on the rule for the reconciliation package. That's followed by 3 hours of debate, equally divided between the budget, Ways and Means, and Energy and Commerce committees. The final vote is expected sometime Friday afternoon. Now, many of the members will not make it back to D.C. for the vote, but Nancy Pelosi quietly extended the ability of members to vote by proxy from remote locations through September 26th. And already, since they adjourned on July 29th, some 150 of the 435 members have written to the clerk's office asking for permission to vote by proxy. Hell of a way to end the week, huh? But wait, we're just getting started. Because as you know, there was another big story this week that even pushed that one out of the lead, and it keeps on giving. This story started on Monday when FBI agents executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Initially, we had no idea what they were looking for. The FBI and the Department of Justice never comment on ongoing investigations, and the former guy refused to release the warrant and the inventory of what was taken. Of course, the right-wing hate talk media started making up stories and lying about it, going so far as to accuse the FBI of planting evidence and making other baseless accusations. Finally, on Wednesday evening, the word nuclear came into the conversation and changed everything. Let's back up and begin at the beginning. Officials at the National Archives and Records Administration had been pressing Trump for months to return documents that he and his aides improperly removed from the White House, possibly including classified materials. Officials took at least a dozen boxes of those records from Mar-a-Lago early in 2022. Then in June, FBI agents made an informal visit to the Florida estate, and they even spoke with Trump himself. Those agents suggested that they put a new lock on the room where some of the documents were stored. But 3 weeks later, the FBI obtained multiple subpoenas for documents and surveillance video, and agents at the time removed even more material. Then, according to Newsweek, an informant reportedly told the FBI that Trump was still hiding even more documents and told them where they were located. That, combined with concerns over potential nuclear or other sensitive intelligence information being among the materials, prompted Monday's raid. Well, after days of lies and disinformation emanating from Trump and parroted by the right-wing hate talk media echo chamber, Attorney General Merrick Garland, in a very rare move, went before the cameras and made a statement.
Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
So there you go. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying that the Justice Department had requested that the warrant and property receipt from the search be unsealed. And finally, on Thursday evening, The Washington Post, citing people familiar with the investigation, reported that classified documents related to nuclear weapons were among the items that the agents sought when they were searching the former guy's residence. And on Friday morning, we awoke to some statements from an angry, defiant, and of course, lying Trump made on his ironically named Truth Social on Thursday night. First, he declared, quote, "Not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I am going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents." Well, that's unnecessary because Donald Trump possesses the documents and there's nothing to stop him from releasing them himself. This is all posturing. And then, of course, he released another statement. "Nuclear weapons issue is a hoax, just like Russia was a hoax. Two impeachments were a hoax. The Mueller investigation was a hoax and much more. Same sleazy people involved." It goes on, but that's more than enough. No, Donald Trump, you're the hoax. Now, since Wednesday, news organizations have also filed a stream of motions asking the court to unseal everything in the case. You see, what Merrick Garland wants unsealed is the warrant and the inventory of what was removed, but not the underlying evidence that provided the probable cause for the search. That's what the news organizations from the New York Times to CBS, Washington Post, CNN, NBC News, and Scripps have all asked for in their filings. The judge, the original magistrate in Florida who approved the warrant, Reinhart, set a deadline of 5 p.m. Monday for the government to respond. This should be a fun weekend in Trump world, or not. Oh, and then there's this. The New York Times is reporting, quote, "Some senior Republicans have been warned by allies of Mr. Trump not to continue to be aggressive in criticizing the Justice Department and the FBI over the matter because it's possible that more damaging information related to the search will become public." Now, that's a note that I can go into the weekend on. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.